Church by Ruby Ryder. Justin pulled a Lexus SUV into the church parking lot and chose a spot in the corner. Megan smiled at him and said nothing. He was so particular about their new car. She climbed out, smoothed her light blue skirt, and buttoned one more button at the neck of her white lace blouse. Justin snugged his tie up tight and buttoned his jacket. "Is my lipstick okay, honey?" She pursed her lips at him. "Pretty as a peach, darling," he smiled lovingly at her. His wife was awesome. Another car pulled in close to them, and the Miller family all piled out of their van. Chris and Kathy Miller were corralling their three kids, all under 5 and dressed in their Sunday best, attempting to get them all to childcare, still relatively clean. "Good morning, Chris, Kathy." Megan smoothly stepped in front of little Lawrence and cut off his path to the lawn. Kathy grabbed his hand and nodded her thanks. "Morning, you two." Kathy was laughing as she and Chris managed to get them all in hand and head towards the kids' room. Kathy and her husband loved their hour of child-free time, sitting quietly in church, singing hymns and listening to the Lord's word. Praise be to God, church was a break for them. "Megan, Justin, good morning." Chris smiled at the young couple, a child in each arm. "Hey, you two, let us know when you'd like a break from preparing the snacks, okay? I don't think anyone could do the job as well as you have, but I imagine you'd like to hear Pastor Steve's sermons once in a while." "Why, thank you, Chris, but Megan and I love being of service, and you know, Pastor Steve has the sermons recorded and posted on the website now, so we don't miss a one." Justin and Megan smiled at each other. They loved church, too, but for different reasons. They pulled some bags out of their car and headed to the rectory. "Okay, we'll be looking forward to those yummy treats in about an hour, then. Thank you both." Chris grinned at them. He loved the food they brought. Everyone in the church loved it. Lunch wasn't necessary after partaking of Justin and Megan's post-sermon fare. Pastor Steve always left the side door open for them. The church didn't have a kitchen yet. They were still raising money for that, so the rectory kitchen was where they prepared the gourmet snacks. Then they took them over to the hall just before the end of the sermon. At least everyone thought the food was prepared there anyway. What no one in the church knew, though, was that Justin and Megan did all the preparation the night before. All they had to do was place it onto platters and take it over to the hall once they got to the church. Inside the rectory kitchen, they locked the door behind them. No windows looked directly into the kitchen, so they had complete privacy. Megan helped Justin load all the food into the refrigerator, setting aside one bag. Once everything was put away, Megan slipped off her skirt and blouse. Justin watched, mesmerized. If anyone had sexy lingerie down, it was his wife. He never complained how much she spent on lingerie. He'd be a fool to. Megan's short dark hair framed her face beautifully, and her deep red lips were the only clue to the rest of the world what hidden thirsts lay underneath her prim exterior. His eyes devoured her silk bra and garter set of the same shade of pale blue, trimmed in white lace. Her stockings were white, and the conservative heels she wore were a matching pale blue. The scant triangle of hair she didn't wax was a rich brown, startling amidst her pale skin and pastel lingerie. "No panties for Megan, thank you very much." Justin quickly took off his coat, laying it carefully over one of the dining room chairs. His small frame matched Megan's. They were both just over 5 feet tall, but Megan had 2 inches on him with her heels. He took her into his arms and reached up to kiss her, lingering there until she ran her hands through his short brown hair and then pushed him away. From the bag, Megan retrieved a black leather harness, along with Justin's favorite toy, a large, lifelike dildo. She strapped it on and smiled lewdly while shaking the dildo at him. "On your knees, Justin," Megan's voice was low and serious. "It's time to pray." Justin sank to his knees in front of her and took the toy in his mouth, running his tongue around the head before deep-throating it. Their eyes met, and both were thinking about the sweet young man they'd had in their hotel room 2 weeks ago in San Francisco. It had been Justin's first blowjob, and the young man was blessed with quite a cock. Justin surprised Megan and took it deep into his throat, a skill Megan had no idea Justin possessed. He'd been practicing in secret. Now, whenever Megan fucked Justin, he wanted to suck on the dildo for a bit first. In the past, Megan had no interest in that activity, but now it brought back such hot memories of that night in San Francisco. She could just picture his lips wrapped around that boy's magnificent cock, his eyes locked on hers. They'd answered a Craigslist ad and hit pure gold. Rob had just broken up with his girlfriend the week before. He was in a slightly desperate mood of exploration, fueled by leftover anger from his breakup. A perfect golden surfer boy, he was young, smooth, and hard-bodied. But when he pulled his cock out of his jeans, they'd both gasped. Justin immediately sank to his knees and confidently deep-throated Rob, astonishing Megan. That was about the hottest thing she'd ever seen. Later he told her about the practicing, and it all made sense. So now, Justin couldn't pass up showing off his talents every time Megan strapped on her cock. This was the first time he'd done it in the rectory, though. She watched him put the entire toy down his throat, and she smiled at the memory of Rob. Pulling him up from his knees, Megan led him over to the kitchen counter, turned him around, and bent him over it. She walked back to the bag, her cock swinging heavy in front of her, and pulled out a silicone paddle. Justin winced. He knew how much that paddle hurt. It hurt like a motherfucker. But he also knew it was the quietest paddle they owned. They never tried paddling in the rectory before. He felt a little surge of adrenaline. He was game. Megan stepped to the side of him and swung it once, landing it lightly on one ass cheek. "The evil inside your soul needs to be purged," she intoned. Justin laughed. He stopped laughing and whimpered when she hit his other cheek. Fuck, that thing hurt. Megan reached over and turned on the kitchen faucet so the sound of the water would hide their play. Justin caught her eye, smiled, and nodded. Then she led him over to the kitchen table and pulled out one of the chairs. She covered it with one of their kitchen towels before sitting down and beckoning him to lie over her legs. Megan knew how wet paddling Justin made her. He stretched his body over her lap, enjoying the feel of her silky stockings and dildo against him. She separated her legs just a bit so his cock slipped between them, and then clamped them back together again. Justin moaned. She didn't give him much time to enjoy it. Whack! 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 The sound of the silicone was muted as it hit Justin's ass. "Oh, fuck!" The word flew out of Justin's mouth before he thought about it. "What did you say? Did you just use a swear word in the house of the Lord? Justin!" Her tone was chastising, and Justin giggled. "Whack! Whack! Whack!" He stopped giggling. "Oh, God, Megan! Fuck! Damn it, he'd said it again." He could feel his ass getting hot and knew their play today was going to leave marks that he would enjoy for a few days. "I am going to beat the devil out of you, Justin Lang, and then I'm going to open up a path for the Lord to come inside you." Megan paddled him with increased enthusiasm, giggling at her own humor. "Whack, whack, whack." "There is no place for the devil here," Megan continued paddling him, while Justin concentrated on staying still and not yelling. She gave his reddened ass 10 more strokes before pausing. Slowly, her cool, soft hands caressed his cheeks, stopping to hold them for a few moments. The pain and the pleasure. He never tired of that sensation. It felt so good. Megan trailed a finger down the crack of Justin's ass and lingered at just the right place. Jesus, he wanted it today. He thrust his cock between her legs. He loved being fucked in the rectory. Loved thinking about the forbidden aspect of it all. Loved the thrill of possibly getting caught. Wouldn't that make the news in this one-horse town? Living in the Midwest and being kinky had tons of disadvantages, certainly, but it really cranked up the illicit feeling to a flashpoint. Megan and Justin moved to Marshfield, Wisconsin a year ago from the ultimate sexual pantheon that was North Hollywood, California. Megan's job with the clinic offered her twice the salary that she was making in California. They were desperate for a pediatric rheumatologist, apparently. The clinic even offered to pay for the move. Justin and Megan thought about it, turned in the keys to their two-bedroom apartment rental in NoHo, and bought a five-bedroom, three-bath home in Wisconsin with a mortgage less than their rent had been. They used the extra income to fly to San Francisco one long weekend every month and blow off steam. Megan had the weekend off call written into her contract. It wasn't ideal, but it would be just fine for a few years while they saved up enough money to move back to California and buy a home there. San Francisco was the perfect place to blow off steam, too. Justin loved being a naughty boy, especially in the house of the Lord. He could feel his ass pulsing against the tip of her finger in time with his cock, begging for more. His beaten ass ached to be filled. "Get up, Justin. I want you bent over that kitchen table with your ass presented exactly the way I like it." Her tone was firm. They both rose from the chair, and Megan turned off the faucet. Justin bent over and laid his upper body down on the table, presenting his ass to Megan. He pulled his cheeks apart, showing off for her. He felt as wanton as he looked. He felt a cool drop of lube land right onto his puckered hole, and it made him tremble in surprise. He wasn't expecting that. Megan always managed to do something to surprise him. He was so in love and in lust with her. Megan knelt on the cool kitchen tile and expertly rolled a condom onto Justin's hard cock, and he groaned. The amount of pre-cum that dripped from it when she fucked him was significant enough to want to avoid cleanup. She glanced at the clock. They had another 40 minutes, minus 10 to get dressed and move the food. Half an hour of fucking her husband. She spread lube over her cock, nudged Justin's legs further apart, and placed the head of it against his ass. Justin sighed and relaxed, mentally inviting her inside. She paused there, holding the pressure, waiting for him to back up when he was ready. "Oh, oh, oh, God. Open up and accept the Lord, Justin Lang. Let his goodness come inside you and cleanse you." Megan's voice was theatrically low and intense. "Oh, dear Jesus." Justin's voice was loud and sounded a little strangled as she pushed inside him, permeated the windows of the rectory, and floated over to the restrooms, where 25-year-old Matthew Robertson was just about to take his tall, blonde frame through the door. The sound startled him and drew him up short. He glanced over to the rectory. He hoped everything was okay with Mr. and Mrs. Lang. The voice had some urgency to it. He walked down the stone path to the rectory and paused a moment at the kitchen door. "Accept the Lord, Justin." Wow. Was that actually Mrs. Lang? She sounded a little out of breath and different. "Oh, oh, oh, God, Megan, that was Mr. Lang." Matthew was sure, and he was fairly sure of what they were doing in there. Matthew smiled to himself. Holy shit. Matthew was in his second year of medical school in Marshfield, and he was bored stiff. Sure, medical school was a challenge, but Wisconsin was a sexual desert compared to Los Angeles, where he used to be. Fucking conservative small-town mentalities, whatever. But this was the school that accepted him, so he was stuck here, one of only a handful of non-resident students. He only went to church because the girl he was dating wanted him to go. The same girl who granted him the right to fuck her once a week in missionary position at his apartment, and seemed to think it was a fucking gift from God. It had been 6 months, and her mouth had yet to come near his cock. Honestly, jerking off was simpler and more satisfying. He strained his ears to hear more. "Oh, Jesus, Megan, fuck me." Yes, suspicion confirmed. He knew what sex sounded like. Mr. Lang's voice was soft and almost whimpering. Matthew made sure he was alone, then stepped silently around the rectory, his heart pounding, hoping beyond hope to catch a glimpse through a window of the inside shenanigans. Megan leaned forward, grabbed Justin's shoulders, and pumped deep into his cute ass, enjoying his moans. She reached for the lube and knocked it off the kitchen table. The bottle rolled out of the kitchen toward the living room. She pulled out of Justin abruptly, and he gasped. She quickly took the 2 steps to get the bottle and then back. She applied more to her cock and sunk back inside him, getting back down to the business of fucking him. Matthew stood frozen on the side of the building. Had he really seen what he thought he had? Holy fuck! There was honestly no mistaking what had just flashed into his field of vision. It disappeared just as quickly. Mrs. Lang? Damn, Mrs. Lang? Skimpy lingerie, white and blue, gorgeous body, fucking A! Her breasts milky white and so beautiful he'd licked his lips. But the second half of those 2 seconds he'd seen a cock. His mind was spinning, not a real cock, but a black leather harness strapping one onto her hips. Jesus! "I'm going to fuck the devil out of you, Justin, hard and deep the way you like it." Mrs. Lang's voice was so sexy and low, he could have come just from listening to it. Then Matthew heard Mr. Lang moaning softly, rhythmically. He looked around, desperately wanting to see more, but realized the position he was in. He thrust his hands in his pockets and held his cock down for the awkward walk back to the restrooms. Confirming there was no one inside, he passed up the urinal and locked himself in a stall. He quickly unzipped his pants and grabbed his cock. This couldn't wait. He came hard and fast, with visions of Mrs. Lang and her cock. He was remembering his girlfriend in California, too, the way she used to stick her finger up his ass while she gave him a blowjob. He left the restroom with flushed cheeks, glancing back at the rectory and smiling. The chapel doors opened up and all the churchgoers made their way to the fellowship hall. Matthew hung back a bit, chatting with his girlfriend and her parents. They had to take their youngest to a soccer game and were saying their goodbyes. He hugged his girlfriend and gave her a chaste kiss on the cheek under the watchful eye of her dad. Matthew rolled his eyes inwardly. Fucking Wisconsin. This girl was 24 and still living at home, and her dad thought himself her goddamn sexual gatekeeper. They all left, and he relaxed. Matthew hadn't heard a word of the second half of Pastor Steve's sermon. His hands were firmly in his lap, willing his cock to behave, and his mind consumed with what he'd seen. Damn! He'd been thinking about nothing but that since he left the bathrooms. People held their small plates of food and were standing and chatting. Mrs. Lang was busy attending to the table of food, replenishing the snacks. She was alone for the moment. Her husband was talking with Pastor Steve across the room. Matthew walked up and grabbed a plate. "Matthew Robertson, how are you this fine day, and how are your studies going?" Yep, she had the glow big time. "Going really well, Mrs. Lang. Thanks for asking," Matthew smiled at her. "Oh, please, call me Megan. Mrs. Lang makes me feel so old," Matthew laughed with her. "Sure thing, Megan." He considered the moment and his words. They were still alone. "Say, I was wondering if maybe sometime you might be willing." Megan looked up and wondered at his low tone and his hesitancy. He was looking right into her eyes when he finished his sentence. "To show me exactly how you get the devil out of your husband, I think I could use some help in that regard." Megan's hands froze and her cheeks reddened. She couldn't look away from Matthew's green eyes. All in a moment, she realized what had happened. The lube. What were the fucking chances? Fuck! Matthew saw the wheels turning in her head and then watched her recover, tilt her head a little, and smile. "Why, Matthew, I'd be delighted to guide you through purging the devil inside you and opening up to the Lord. It would be my pleasure. In fact, Justin and I would love to have you over, and the three of us could discuss it." Damn, great recovery. Matthew smiled widely at her. "I'm looking forward to that, Megan. You have no idea how much I am looking forward to it. I have been struggling with the devil lately. I feel I could use some guidance." Scenes of San Francisco and Rob filled Megan's head. "How does Saturday sound? I know we don't have anything planned." Her deep red lips flashed a big smile at him. Her smile was powerful. "Well, sure, but don't you want to check with Mr. Lang, Justin? Matthew wondered aloud. "Oh, no. I'm quite sure he will be thrilled." She was self-assured as fuck, and his cock started talking to him again. So many possibilities. Jesus. "Have you tried the crab cakes, Matthew? They're really quite good." She held out a plate towards him, and in a daze, he took a couple. Saturday was only 2 days away. Wisconsin just got a whole lot more interesting. Praise the Lord.